Well, I am back in Wendy's kitchen and I've just licked the back of a wooden spoon and it was absolutely delicious. It was lemon curd. We've met again today at Wendy's kitchen to make lemon curd. So, Wendy, oh gosh, dropped it. Dropped the spoon after licking it. Just tell us briefly how you make lemon curd.
Well, we had the juice of about five lemons. It took up to 200 mils in volume, and the grated zest of three lemons. And we put those all together in a bowl with 125 grams of unsalted butter and 400 grams of granulated sugar. And we put that over a saucepan of boiling water, so that the butter and the sugar melted. And after that, we added 200 mils of a beaten egg, which was about four or five eggs, depending on the size
Yeah, it
of
was four eggs actually,
four eggs, depending on the size of the egg, well beaten. And what you do is pour them through a sieve so that it separates any other little bits within the eggs. And you beat the eggs in with a balloon whisk so that it doesn't curdle. And then you basically keep stirring gradually and make and until it begins to set. And if you have a sugar thermometer, it comes to about 80 degrees. It didn't actually reach that far with us. And once it's set, you decant into glass jars and put the lids on.
I mean, what I found fascinating is the difference in texture suddenly appearing. So first, when the butter started melting under the bain-marie, this just steam of a water underneath the bowl, it just kind of also becomes a bit thicker already. So that's the first kind of signs that actually something's going to happen, and that the chemicals are doing. There's a chemical reaction
Reaction.
to something. So the sugar melted and the butter. And then, when do you decide to put the eggs in?
Once the butter had melted and the sugar, and as long as it's not too hot. And use it looks glassy on the top.
Yes, that's right. We saw that kind of little glassy thing, happening. And then, I mean, the longest bit is actually for the eggs and the rest to just kind of.
It's just keeping an eye on and stirring it occasionally. Yes, some say 15 minutes, but it's always taken about 25 minutes for me, and that's why I use the thermometer.
That's right. And it was funny because it went from six, when you put the thermometer in, it was about 60 degrees and it crept up to 70 quite quickly, but then it stayed and hovered there for quite a while. And we looked a bit like David and putting the thermometer in the pool, which is kind of looking at it. And then, yeah, it came almost to 80, but it was amazing then when it became thicker and thicker and it was just delicious. I mean, I really restrained myself not to put my finger because it was too hot. But once you've decanted them, yes, it just tastes amazing. And I will say, Wendy's kitchen is not even messy. It's very clean and it's got the remains of the lemon peels and no, sorry, the lemons that we squeezed out. But we managed to get four little jars out of it, which was amazing. So thank you so much for this. And I tell you who will be extremely happy is my mum, because I'm going to send her one. She loves lemon curd. So this is for you, mum.